If there's a new development in tech, he's on it. The Tech Report with Stephen Ambrose.
Stephen Ambrose, a very good morning. How are you?
Very good, and yourself?
Excellent, thank you. Lots to talk about. Tell us about Vodacom.
Vodacom seemed to be on a bit of a tear lately. 5G and good results and just in all this doom and gloom. It's nice to have a good news story, even if it's a big, huge company like Vodacom. And they've just announced an interesting thing along with our friends at Apple. The Apple Watch in South Africa has been quite a big success. A ton of people use it. And globally, it's probably it is the number one smartwatch on the planet. But one thing that we've lacked in this country was the Apple Watch with a SIM built in, or the eSIM, which Apple pioneered and was one of the first to use right up front. Vodacom did launch an eSIM with Samsung last year, and the Samsung device is great. It works really well. But the big one that everyone has been asking for is the Apple Watch. And as of this week, the 22nd, you will be able to wander into your local Apple retailer, buy a Series 3 or a Series 5 watch with eSIM functionality built in, and connect it directly to your Vodacom account through their dual SIM setup. So I think it's great news. And for all those 3-hour runners, you no longer need to take your watch with you. You can have your phone, which you can make phone calls on. And the benefit of the eSIM on an Apple Watch, or even the Samsung Watch, is that it is a fully fledged phone on your wrist. I mean, that is complete science fiction. You can receive calls, you can make calls, you can stream,
music.
So you were going to say?
I said it's out of a movie, this. Like, it's this is science fiction.
It's proper, like, from the movies. And it really works extremely well. I was fortunate enough to, I bought myself an eSIM-enabled watch about a year ago, never been able to use it, and it connects. It's pretty simple to sign on. You just simply go through the process on your phone and your watch, and it'll tell you to log on to your Vodacom account, sign up for the service. You get 3 months free. And thereafter, I think it's $9.95 per month for the benefit of having an eSIM. And it links to your main number. So the minute you leave your phone, I think it's a couple of hundred meters, as soon as you leave your phone and can no longer connect either through Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, it simply switches completely over to your own watch SIM. And then, as I say, you've got full GPS, you've got full streaming, full 4G LTE coverage. There is one tiny flaw in all of this. If you're in a terrible area and there isn't 4G signal, you will not get a signal. But 4G in South Africa is pretty ubiquitous, and Vodacom's probably one of the better networks on 4G. I think they've got something like 98% coverage. So wherever you run, wherever you go, wherever you are, you can actually leave your phone at home and have almost full functionality on your wrist from Vodacom's eSIM. And MTN apparently have got the same setup going. It actually amazes me. Let me clarify. Sorry, MTN do not offer eSIM on Apple phone yet. I'm sure they'll come out with it soon. They are doing it in a very limited way with Samsung on their watch. But the whole eSIM thing, when you travel, I use eSIMs for that. They're an incredibly useful piece of technology because you don't need to pop SIMs out, change anything physical. It's all software driven. It's really super simple. I don't understand why the networks here haven't embraced eSIM to a larger extent. All the new, from iPhone 10 onwards, all the new iPhones can take eSIMs, which are really useful. And obviously the watches and embedded devices like wearables are going to more and more use things like an eSIM because it just makes a lot of sense. So if you've got a yen for a Apple Watch that you can run with and not be tethered to your phone, now's the time to get one. Unfortunately, with a rand, they're rather expensive. So starting, I think, at around about 11,000 rand. Going there all the way up to about 20-something thousand for a watch, which is quite rough for an electronic piece of equipment. But what can you do with a rand? So it's really simple. If you're keen to do it now, or you were one of those that bought overseas, it does work with overseas watches.
Right.
So You can now hook your watch up if you're on Vodacom. The other guys need to do something, because right now Vodacom are certainly doing a lot of really interesting things.
Very, very interesting. It's amazing, actually, that even at a time like this, the way in which people are, the companies are taking advantage and actually just moving forward in, with regard to technology.